Max and the Hot Brekkie, it's Danny Brody here for your Friday morning. It's 14 to 9 and we're joined in the studio by Rowan Gazzard and Kyle Walmsley. Both great gentlemen, great to have you back here in the studio. Rowan, you've just hypnotised Kyle's fear of birds from a 9 to, you said a 2 or a 3?
A 2, yeah.
It's a huge jump.
Yeah.
Big jump. Well done. Okay, so you feel really confident now, like if a bird was in the room or if you walked outside and a bird was near you, you'd be totally fine.
Yeah. I have to say too, I had no expectations coming here this morning, just to be completely honest. Like, I was ready to be like, you may be later, maybe later. But I do genuinely feel calm and... like, certainly, like, heaps calmer than I walked in this morning, too.
Really?
There you go.
Well, would you be okay if we tested this fear?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go for a bit of a walk, and then I'm going to come back in. you guys, talk amongst yourselves.
I will ask you this, Kyle, because, you know, your day-to-day, you've worked with a lot of people, kids, adults, in a performance sort of space.
Yeah.
What was your preconception of hypnotherapy or hypnotism beforehand?
Well, I don't know. I just don't understand it. I think that's the main thing. But I will say I performed recently in Catherine, my hit show Oyster Boy, performing next week at Brown's Mart. And Kamahi, who you hypnotised there, was like, oh, look, he was just like raving about you and being like, I totally don't smoke anymore. Like his was about smoking. He was like, I couldn't believe it.
And he didn't believe in hypnotherapy or anything.
No, his whole thing was like about, I'm just doing this because I work at the center where you're performing.
Yeah.
But he was like legit just telling us, like, I went home that night and was just like, I don't feel like smoking anymore.
Yeah. So that's what we changed.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That's why I did a show up in Catherine and did that and did a lot of positive things up there as well. So, like, you better explain what's happened because Kyle can hear it.
Kyle, would you like to open this box and test the hypnotherapy here today?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Well, really? I think that's a big... get him to open a box where you can clearly hear.
I don't want to open it, but I...
would you have opened it before today?
Oh, definitely not. No, it would have been out of here.
Even if you just heard...
If that is a bird.
Okay.
All right.
You cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We can open it for you. You can just look
in. What if you just put the box near it?
Yeah, if you open it for me, like, I don't want to, like, reach in or anything.
No.
Yeah.
There's the material and stuff in there. Like, it won't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Put your hand in there.
Okay. Danny's passing the box.
They're really pushing it, aren't they?
They really are.
We just wanted to see how it went. Danny's got a box. Bring it over to Kyle. Kyle's looking... apprehensive, but not too cagey. Okay. And
what do you want me to do?
Look, just have a look. Or touch? Just have a look. Just look.
Oh my god! Wow.
No.
Do you reckon? Do you reckon you can do it?
I reckon I could do hand. Yeah.
Okay. This is incredible.
It's not dangerous though. Like it's not actually going to.
It's wrapped up, so you'll be fine.
I'm looking into Danny's eyes, not Brent's eyes. That's why.
I am safe. Oh my god! Even I thought you were pushing it with that.
This is. All right.
He's actually put his hand into the box.
His hand is going in.
And? You don't look too scared. You look all right.
And he could hear the bird chirping. So 100%
there's not,
knows
there
that
nothing?
There's a bird.
No, there's nothing there. We wouldn't do that to your car. We wouldn't do that to you. It's just Danny's phone with the bird noises.
We didn't know how you react with a real bird.
But you didn't want to test it too far.
You did, though.
But you did great.
I did it,
You reached in the box
thinking there was
a bird in there.
Totally. And, like, that's so true. It's like, it's not like, oh my God, I love birds. It's just like, oh, it's not going to hurt me. It's
like
not going to hurt me.
Too.
I'm safe. Yeah.
I feel like you were wishing there was a bird in there because that would actually mean your fear was conquered. I feel like you're let down.
Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I feel like you're like, oh, there's no bird in there. I was really hoping that there would be. All right, next time we're going to get a bird.
Yeah. Kyle, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks,
proud
friend.
Of you for doing that. Rowan, incredible work here. This is a massive change. Where can people see you for your hypnotherapy stuff this weekend?
Yeah, Travel Lodge, Saturday, Sunday, Quit Smoking, Healthy Mind, Healthy Body, which is weight loss and stress management. This is what we can do in 10 or 15 minutes with a complete stranger. It's a 2-hour workshop where they leave thinking like you with all fears. This isn't just about your birds. This is about all your confidence and everything as well. So that's on Rowan Gazzard Hypnotherapy Darwin Facebook page or dtix.com.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's up there as an event. Okay, so there's still some spots available. There's six different seminars over the next Saturday, Sunday.
You're going to be
fantastic.
Very busy.
We'll chuck the footage from today up. But thank you so much for joining us again, Rowan. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you, Danny. Thanks, Rowan.